T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
With the 5th pick in the 2003 NBA draft, the Miami Heat select Dwayne Wade from Marquette University.
This guy's a flat player. I mean, you look at the top three, and I think he's right at that next level. There's really not a lot he can't do. They questioned his shooting. I think he shoots fine from mid-range. He's a physical two-guard. He can get out and defend long arms, and he's not afraid to take it to the hole. He can draw contact and finish. I love this guy. I think he could be a multiple All-Star in a couple years.
Game one will be decided right here. Wade puts it up. It's yes. Good!
Yeah, baby! Came through! Yes! Stan Van Gundy went to the rookie and he delivered!
So everybody have these ideas of who I supposed to be and what I supposed to be and how I supposed to be. I didn't have those ideas. I just had a dream of being in the NBA. Man, as I sit here 15 years later, how did I end up having a career and a life so far in this game of basketball that I've had?
Terry puts it up. Won't go. Rebound Wade. The Miami Heat, they've done it. They win their first championship in franchise history.
From a kid, we always play to make people proud. You want your mom proud. You want your dad proud. You know, at one point, I wanted my older brother proud. When Hank came in my life, I wanted Hank to be proud of me. Part of this journey.
Thomas, Wade with a steal, with two. Wade puts it up for the win.
Yes, baby.
He did it. He did it. Dwayne Wade with the steal and the game winner.
Do you believe that?
But it's a lot of things you guys don't know that we deal with. And I have dealt with this summer to make this decision. And this is the hardest decision that I've ever had to make. But it's one of the best decisions that I've had to make as well. To be in this position, to be in this position that I'm in, to have the career that I've had, I can't do nothing but smile on it. I can't do nothing but just enjoy it.
He was looking for contact from Jermaine O'Neal, got a piece of it. Wade.
I feel it's right to ask you guys to join me for one last dance. This is it. I've given this game everything that I have, and I'm happy about that. And when I walk away, I'm still gonna love it. But I ask y'all, let's enjoy it, and let's write our own story to the end of this career, together, together.
Waiters, back to Wade. Wade can't get the shot up, just throws it up. Got it! Dwayne Wade right at the buzzer! Oh my! He fills up a prayer, and it is answered! And Miami wins it 126-125! And this is his house!
All right, Dwayne Wade, last regular season home game. Big celebration tonight for... Oh, boy, I think the greatest of all time in this town, those three NBA championships. And by the way, not just all the resume is ridiculous. It really is. And Jalen Rose was all over it himself. But 13 NBA All-Star games, 8 All-NBA teams, 3-time All-Defense, 3-time NBA champion, finals MVP, led the league in scoring 1 year. Says, forget the championships. Let me show everybody I can average 30 a game. I mean, just go on and on the numbers. And people
Paul Pierce
go like,
thinks
like
he's better.
Stop. Well, he did. But in fairness, Paul Pierce did the coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
if I would have been on the coulda, woulda, shoulda and got to play with some of those coulda, woulda, shoulda guys.
Give me Shaq. Give me LeBron and Bosh. You had Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen. Yeah. You won one title.
Right. And
goodness.
You literally ran Ray out. Ray couldn't stand you and
Rondo. Ray came here, paired up with Wade, and won a title.
Who's the better NBA player?
That's easy. I can say that off the bat. That's me. If you give me Shaq. If you give me LeBron,
he did. It's on the big three.
He didn't even talk about it. He didn't even talk about it. He just went right to that.
You give me these guys early in my career.
Well, let me ask you this. What would have been a perfect time for you, Paul? Let's make sure we get this right.
I was 24 years old. Okay. You give me Shaq. When I'm 24, 25, you give me LeBron and Bosh. I'll be sitting on 5 or 6 championships. Duh. Easy.
So then who has the better NBA career?
I played 10 years with who?
You know what?
Oh. I mean, come on,
let me just dog every guy I played with. I played with crap.
God.
Well, listen, that was obviously
right there.
Today's not the day for
No. It's Wade Day.
Paul
You're right.
Pierce Day.
It's Dwayne Wade's day today. I'm not ripping. I'm just. I hear the numbers you threw out there, and I'm thinking to myself, it's really hard to compare with that unless you're LeBron or one of these other guys that just throws out bigger numbers or more of this, whatever it is. Dwayne Wade's career, I mean, it's hard to, like, compare that to a lot of players. It is.
It's one of those resumes someday when you're sitting back. And you just have one of those moments. You just want to sit down and look back to what you've done. Maybe nobody's around or maybe one of the grandkids or kids goes, hey, Dad, let's look at everything here.
Yeah, let's go on YouTube.
You kind of pop it out there and go, wow. By then, there'll be about 15 books about him and everything else. So, hey, big night for Dwayne. Big night for him. By the way, the 76ers are in town for this last regular season game as well. And we've been talking about everything. I always love the best part of this, too, because I remember when Dan Marino – anybody remember when Dan Marino was picked and the guy – he died now, Dr. Z or whatever his name was.
That's right, Dr. Z.
Dr. Z came out and got, I don't get this pick. It's terrible. Like, what do you see in this guy? And the guy comes out, you know, and says, and you don't know. Dwayne Wade, 5th overall. You know, good two guard. You go, really? I guess you could never come out right and do one of those shows and go, oh, Dwayne Wade got a chance to be a Hall of Famer.
Can you imagine if that would happen? There's just no chance.
No. Probably get blasted if you
of
say.
Of course.
Dwayne Wade, 5th overall pick. He's got a chance to be one of the greatest two guards of all time. Like, you'd really be sticking your you-know-what out there on the table.
Of course. So, Joe, it goes back to the greatest what-if of all time, especially when it comes out to this Heat team. What if Detroit picked one of the better players in that spot and Dwayne wasn't there?
Yeah.
Like, I go
honestly,
back and I look.
There has been some huge whiffs.
That was it. Joe, look at the top 4 or 5 picks.
Hold on a sec. There's been some huge whiffs on centers in the NBA.
Yes, okay, correct.
Not just Dwayne.
Sam Bowie.
Michael Jordan was involved.
Sam Bowie.
I mean, just there's been some guys
taken.
I know.
But think about the first 5 picks in that draft, Joe. LeBron, Darko, Melo, Bosh, Wade. Who doesn't fit in that sentence? And remember, Detroit was coming off.
No, they had great teams.
Carmelo with Ben Wallace and Rip and Chauncey.
They had great teams, and who knows if they get one of those other guys.
They take Melo. Bosh goes to Denver.
Wade goes
to Toronto.
How about that run they might have had? They'd be talking about, what did they get, one championship out of that thing?
I think they got one, yeah.
That was it. I think didn't they beat L.A. in the finals or something?
With
that
the 5th pick in the 2003 NBA draft, the Miami Heat select Chris Kaman, T.J. Ford, Kirk Heinrich. Like, those are the next players. Could have changed the entire franchise, but thank you, Detroit. Should we send Detroit a present today? We probably should. Thank you for Darko. Dumars, I believe, drafted him. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
And Joe was pretty good there for a while.
That
was just pointed
what
out.
What a whiff. You're right.
That was a bad whiff.
Nick Collison could have been the pick there.
Well, it worked out for Miami Heat and sitting there at 5 and taking Dwayne Wade. And he obviously really worked on his game and just took it to the highest level. And that's where we are today and talking about all this stuff. We also had a championship game last night, overtime game for anybody cared about it. Virginia takes down Texas Tech. Sound like a better football game, right? When you hear Virginia, Texas Tech.
Mm-hmm.
Wide open game. Just getting out there and spread it and start throwing it. So Virginia gets their first NCAA championship. Guys like Kyle Guy, DeAndre Hunter, and Ty Jerome. All big games last night. Yeah, exactly. Who and who. Yeah. probably some of those guys get drafted, right? If they come out, a lot of them will return. Virginia's good on not getting the one and done and getting those guys to stay around.
They have seniors on that team, juniors on that team. You're right.
So
you're right.
They'll probably get some of those guys back.
Kyle Guy might be the only player in the country that can shoot free throws, by the way.
I was just about to bring up the fact that we always come in here and talk about
free throws. R.J. Barrett went up to the line and couldn't hit him. You know, he's one of the better shooters. The guys I don't know if they don't practice them anymore or what the problem is.
Virginia was 20 of 23. And Texas Tech 13 of 15 from the free throw line last night. There were literally 5 missed free throws all game.
Let me say this. So I have a theory on the free throw, because you talk about a lot of guys. I think they're shooting free throws like you and I would go out and shoot free throws and go, you know, we're sitting there goofing around and we hit 8 of 10. There's no pressure. Nobody's around. You go, man, what's so hard about this? Why can't? Then you run up and down the court for 5 or 10 straight minutes. And then the game's on the line. I think everybody's percentages with the game on the line in the last few minutes
drops a little bit.
Yeah.
Unless you're Steph Curry.
And by the way, there's probably stats out there on it. Like, how good are you at everything in the last 2 minutes of a tight ball game? But there are a lot of guys. I still remember James Harden missing some huge free throws when he's with Oklahoma City down here.
That's right.
There's been – we saw a guy – in Orlando's
Nick
career,
Anderson, yes.
Got ruined. He was never the same. Was fine shooting free throws till he missed 4 straight, and the demons never left. The free throw demons never left that guy.
That's right. That's right.
So I think free throws got a little.
Not last night.
By the way, Hassan Whiteside. Wow. Been a good. No, I'm being said. Good free throw shooter, and he changed things, and all of a sudden. He's turned into Shaq and Wilt Chamberlain, a combination of those two.
And think how bad those guys were at shooting free throws. The big guys. 45% career free throw.
Yeah.
Imagine if Shaq shot 70% from the line. Not 80 or 90, just 70.
They wouldn't have Hack-a-Shaq. I know that.
That's
we're
right.
We're talking about Hack-a-Shaq.
We would never be bringing that up, and he'd probably be one of the all-time leading scorers in the NBA.
We got a lot more stuff to get to. We want to hear from you as well on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line 56022. I'm guessing, right, we got going on the Antonio Brown stuff, and so now we got stuff coming in.
Correct.
Whether it's on the field or off the field, what do you think of more, right?
Yeah.
Then we threw in T.O.
Yeah, that doesn't help. That's a great text. T.O. and A.B., same guy. Players need to shut up and just play.
You know what, though? Is the league getting worse with guys like – I don't think so. I don't think there's that many.
No, there's always a one or two. Like, we hear the T.O. story. We hear the A.B. story. You don't hear 20 of them. Like, that's the difference. You don't hear, like, 20 of these stories. You just hear
Brandon Marshall was in the club.
Okay. And what do they all have in common so far? They all play the same position.
No. Oh, no. The wide receivers are the worst. Hey, the wide receivers decided, if I'm good, I got a right to be part ass clown on the sideline. Give me the damn ball.
I'm going to let everyone know how
good
I am.
Why didn't you throw me the ball? The other guy was wide open. He ain't me. Did he take it to the house?
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Terry, good defense. Wade from behind takes it away. Chalmers, Cole, Dames! Whoa! And a technical foul called on Miami for the taunt.
And Evans pass at the side of the backboard. Another Kings turnover, a chance to run. Wade for the run! Oh, man!
Well, they got what they paid for tonight, baby. That's what they came to see. We haven't seen that one before in all the lob passes. That might be the best one, man. Throw it up there. Throw it down backwards, baby. Wow.
Hey, woo. Yabba dabba do moment for Miami.
Well, the hits keep on coming with Dwayne Wade and memories of different things that he's done and great shots that he's hit. He's been just a real clutch fourth quarter player throughout his career. And everything else. So tonight, boy, I never thought we'd be saying this. I just kind of, you get used to a guy playing, you think he's going to play forever. Last regular season game, and he is going out playing at a pretty good level, man. What he has done this year, I don't know about for anybody else, but getting in really good shape, because I saw what he was making. And I was like, well, this is all they're paying him, because I thought he's going to get more. And comes back, and then Spo's talking about, hey, Dwayne's going to take his role as being one of our key players at the end of the game. I'm like, wow, this will be interesting. Remember, first it was Josh Richardson. We want Josh to take it over, and Dwayne's talked to him and take the next step. And the next thing you know, Dwayne Wade's the MVP of this team, has just played out of his mind, almost 15 points a game, stayed healthy, played 70 games this season. I have as much respect for this season, not at the level of the other things, and winning a scoring championship and winning the way he played against Dallas when he was the MVP of the finals, what he averaged, 35, 36 points a game. But I got to tell you, it's right up there what he did this year. He could have easily, you know, other teams go and sit at the end of the bench. He could have done that and played some and got a few minutes, token minutes in. He was.
Joey's been the MVP of this
just,
team this year.
Just fantastic. Yeah, just.
I mean,
just
say what you want. He didn't start. He didn't average 23 a game. He didn't do anything like that. But without him this season, there's no chance they're even where they are now.
Yes.
With two games left to go.
Totally agree.
Getting ready for the playoffs.
With all the injuries they've had to Dragic, they've had to Richardson, Winslow missed a lot of games. It has been great. So the D-Wade pregame ceremony tonight is 7 o'clock. I believe tip-off is at 7:50, but hey, man, I should have never even mentioned that, because get there at 7.
Yeah, don't tell them when people tip off. Tip off's at 7.
And you know the Heat will do a lot of things. It'll be fun. Your tickets will, everything that you get going in tonight will.
Oh, you're
going
to want to keep everything, right?
We'll make it a special night. Yeah,
the program tonight, everything. You keep everything tonight.
Yep. This will be like when the big three, and you realize it actually happened, and tonight will be a special night for a guy that, for all the success, the one thing that's been consistent has been Dwayne Wade, right? I think Dwayne Wade, besides all that stuff, and this is nothing against Pat Riley, so don't take it the wrong way, Pat. But a lot of success, even off the court, in the summer, and trades, because of Dwayne Wade.
Yep.
Players wanted to come here. They didn't want to come here. Pat could show them all the rings he want. If there's nobody here. Pat's been showing those rings lately, ain't nobody coming.
No, you're right. You're right.
So Dwayne's got to get a lot of credit for that. Now, they're not going to mention that tonight because it's about resume and greatness and basically three NBA championships. But he'd get a lot of credit for what he did in the offseason. Ray Allen, you can go on and on.
Well,
all the
clear.
Pieces that came.
LeBron and Bosh more than likely aren't coming here if Dwayne's not here, right? I mean, they're just not coming here as free agents.
Well, Chris
without Dwayne.
Chris was coming down here to play. He wanted out of Toronto.
And he wanted to play with Dwayne.
And LeBron tried like hell to get everybody to go to Cleveland, and every one of those guys said, dude, I'm not playing in Cleveland. Dwayne made it clear, I'm staying in Miami.
Come so play with us.
And so you saw what he did, and the big shocker of the NBA, you know, and that stupid show he did and everything, and made the decision. And that was the day that LeBron, for the first time in his career, was really hated by most of the NBA.
Stupid show for everyone else in the country except for us, right? Because I love the decision.
Of course you did. I know you did. I'm not talking about Heat fans.
I love the party we had that we got ripped for. Not one, not two. I loved all of that stuff.
That was...
Everyone loved it down here. Everyone around the country thought we were the biggest villains.
Good classic stuff. By the way, a guy that played against Dwayne Wade, lives down here in South Florida. Rajah Bell is going to join us, former NBA player. Will join us coming up here in the 7 o'clock hour. Eric Reed, been there for all of them.
That's right.
Will join us at 8 o'clock this morning. We'll talk to him and get his take on everything.
Eric's got his voice back.
Eric Gehrig's had a chance to see all the great moments, call him, and seeing him. He'll have his own special moments that we'll jump in on as well, as we got the big night tonight for a guy that deserves it from top to bottom. And you know, the other thing with Dwayne, we went through a divorce with him. And I bring it up because I've been through a divorce, and for all the guys out there, he played through it.
Very public, too.
Public. He didn't do anything wrong.
No.
I mean, divorce is not like, you know, they're going on right now as we're speaking. The divorce courts are packed with people screaming at each other right now. But I just feel, and that made it, you just feel like you know Dwayne that much better, right? You know his kids. I've watched
Seen him grow up.
Feel like the kids have been a part of his life. Gabrielle's been a huge part of his life, obviously, and she's been down here. It's just been like, you just feel like you really know Dwayne Wade for everything, right? His career. I feel like I've watched him switch from Converse to, you know, his shoes. I just, it's been everything from top to bottom.
It's 16 years. It's been 16 years since he got drafted.
And just a stuffed resume as well and everything else that we've been talking about this morning. So we'll get into more of that stuff. A lot of other stuff going on. By the way, if you're having a bad day, I always like to do this from time to time. You could be Chris Davis of the Baltimore Orioles, who is now 0-49 in his last 49 at bats.
Good God. Somebody help that guy out. He's also getting paid a ton of money.
No. There's going to be somebody send in, hey, Joe, if I had a 7-year, $161 million contract, every day would be good.
Yep.
Can you imagine if it was anybody else and he wasn't making that kind of money?
You get ripped. He probably get thrown off a team, right?
Well, I mean, you're
he's really bad right now.
He's 0-49. Yeah.
Going through two seasons, basically. The end
you
of
realize
last season, beginning
if
of
you're
this.
One of those young Marlin players and you don't even get close to 0-49, they're sending you back to AA or AAA baseball.
Of
going,
course.
Or they're just getting rid of you like, hey, man, you got all kinds of problems. Chris Davis, who put up some monster home run years, two of them back-to-back to get these. 0-49.
Wow.
Going back to last year, September 14th last year was the last hit that he had.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
So I guess it's fair to say he didn't hit any home runs if you're 0-49.
No.
But he's still getting that seven. Now, it's not making him feel any better. He didn't go back and go with a check cleared and still the same amount.
Still stinks, of course.
0-49.
It's one hell of a cold streak, man. One hell of a cold streak.
That's
how do you snap out of this one?
That's a naughty one. That's not one of your best ones.
No,
we were talking about Antonio Brown and everything, and he had an all time low. I thought actually the lowest thing he was done is he broke the code in a locker room, which was just a dumbass thing to do. Going live while your coach is talking.
It's stupid.
Stupid.
Facebook Live, whatever he did there, yeah.
But the Juju Schuster stuff, and it continued, and he found a Juju Schuster tweet that he sent to AB when he was at USC about basically, what's up? I'm a big fan of yours. I want to get better. What can I do? Is there anything you can tell me? I love what you've done on and off the field. So he sent it out, which is just a complete D-bag move. I don't know what Juju Schuster's done to Antonio Brown, who just comes across, you know, in a bad way. So we got going, and Hollywood brought it up that you'll remember guys like Antonio Brown and Terrell Owens more for what they've done off the field than on the field. You know, until this stuff all started, Antonio Brown, you've been really nothing to him except he's been really good, right?
Yeah.
Would you agree?
Yes. Before all this BS happened in the last 12 months with him?
Oh, the last game.
Yeah.
It's really been Le'Veon Bell was the topic up there. It wasn't
correct.
Antonio at all.
Remember, we're talking about him every week leaving a check on the table, every single week.
Well, I'll tell you what. He's been on a roll here over the last couple of months of trying to go. But I just can't all of a sudden, whatever you guys think. And these are low things that Antonio Brown's done. But to just forget about some of the seasons
it's
he's had.
It's not forgetting about that. The problem is you're asking the question of what you're going to be known for when it's all said and done. Where he's going right now, this path that he's taking right now, is just incredible. From that last game last season of just kind of giving up on his team, forcing his way out of Pittsburgh, which is a pretty, good situation from the outside looking in.
There are going to be people said that was a brilliant business move.
It was, because he got his money. I thought he was an idiot at first, and look what happened.
He got a front-loaded contract, so he wasn't making the money. It wasn't guaranteed. The guaranteed money was run out, although they weren't getting rid of him. But he was like, nah, this ain't going to work, and I don't like Ben. Hell, I don't like Mike Tomlin. And he got out.
But you're asking what he's going to be known for. If he continues going down this path, it's not going to be because he was one of the best wide receivers of all time. He's going to have the stats for it.
First guy that was the best player on the team to want to leave it in Pittsburgh.
Because he wasn't named team MVP? Because he didn't like his quarterback, and now he's getting pissed off at the other receiver because the other receiver kind of was named that guy and somebody pointed it out to him?
Yeah.
Joe, come on.
It worked, whatever it was.
Business-wise, genius. Because any businessman that said that guy's an idiot, you're an idiot. because what he did was something that we never thought could happen. He is going to literally get his contract ripped up and get another big contract with another $30 million guaranteed, and all you have to do is find one dummy to do it, and he found the Oakland Raiders.
Well, I got a feeling there were some other teams, but it came down to the money and the compensation and everything else. But he got paid, and Raiders, see how that plays out this year. We got to go to break. Rajah Bell is going to join us, former NBA player living down here in South Florida. Also, their new head basketball coach at American Heritage Plantation.
Busy guy.
We'll take a quick break, and we will be back in just a moment. But first,
Radio.com.
He was looking for contact from Jermaine O'Neal. Got a piece of it. Wait. Oh, a big show. Yes, and a foul. Wade Wade going right at Anderson Barajal.
More Dwayne Wade stuff all morning long here. We're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Speak to Rajah Bell, former NBA player, host of the Cannell and Bell podcast. CBS
also now
Sports.
Now Coach Bell.
He's all over the place. Rajah, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Coach, how you doing?
Good morning, fellas. How you guys?
Hey, man, let's get to that. American Heritage Plantation, you got to give him a shout out there.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it, man. We have an opportunity to go over there, Joe. And you know they've been top of the food chain in a whole lot of sports and academically, and they really represent the community well, and they really are trying to make a push for that basketball team to kind of reflect the same type of thing. And so Coach Kenny Kelly, my sister, and I have an opportunity to go over there and try to build it, and
awesome.
We couldn't be more excited.
Well, let me just say this, just from being over there, and by the way, I don't have any kids in the conversation, but that guy that runs that school, he cares about sports, man. I will tell you, he is unbelievable, both in Delray and in Plantation. So it'll be a fun place for you to work for sure. Rajah, we got all kinds of stuff here, man. Dwayne Wade, guy you're familiar with, played against a lot through the years. What will you remember most about Dwayne Wade in his 16 seasons, watching him or playing against him?
Yeah, he was just, I remember him coming into the NBA because he was pretty unassuming. I didn't know a whole lot about him until I saw him in that, in that tournament run. And, I remember he came in and he kind of got his feet wet. And, you could tell he was going to be good, but you didn't know exactly how good. And then I remember a couple years after that, I just couldn't guard him. And, it was one of those things where they tell you, make sure he goes to the screen, make sure he goes to the screen, make sure he uses the screen. And then next thing you know, he's rejected the screen and he's going away. You're sitting on the bench, and then don't go for the head fake. And then you're in there and he's in your chest, and he's just really tough to cover. Big timely shots all the time. And, one of those guys that kind of did it with a bit of class, and not a bit, just he was classy about it. He didn't have a lot to say to you, was never really in any kind of argument with you, just went about his business and won a lot of basketball games. It was pretty impossible to guard.
Yeah. He's got a pretty good resume, right? When you look at the history of that two-guard position, and he's sitting there, three rings, 13-time All-Star, 8-time All-NBA, 3 All-Defensive teams. I mean, he's right there. I mean, I don't know if he's in the conversation with Jordan and Kobe, but he's got to be right underneath that.
Yeah, I would think he's in a class close to that. I mean, you're talking about a guy that I revered. MJ was he's always going to be in a class by himself for me. But Kobe, definitely there. D-Wade, certainly there. I saw the Paul Pierce thing a few days ago or a week or so ago. I think, that's one of those things where you catch a guy who considered himself to be a really good player, and, he says something, and before you know it, it takes on kind of a life of its own. But I definitely consider D-Wade to be up there amongst the greatest two guards to ever play the game. And, I didn't realize how many times I had been crossed up by D-Wade until I was working at Western High School this year. And, when this farewell tour started, they put up like his best crosses, and I wound up being like 3 of the top 5.
So, all right, that's funny. That's funny. The other thing you brought up, and I'm glad you did, and I've totally, you're so used to seeing it even now, that fake pump, and I know you guys are told, don't take the friggin' fake pump at the 3-point line, because once he gets you in the air, it's automatic 3 shots coming. As good as anybody, because I know, right, you guys hear about it, like, hey, he's going to give you a fake pump to get you up in the air, but guys still take it.
I don't know what to equate it to. I mean, it would be like a fish, I guess. Like you know, it's not real. I mean, you know, it's bait. It's a lure. It's swimming through the water. You're not supposed to go, but you can't help yourself. You see that? You know, he's got it. It's a timing thing, Joe. He comes down at you, and the timing with which he shows it to you is when everyone else shoots the ball all the time. It's an automatic thing that you know that's going to be a shot, and it's not a shot. It's the pump fake. And you know, good defenders think that they can block a lot of shots, and Dwayne Wade preyed on that. Shot a lot of free throws. A lot of them I didn't think he deserved when I played against him, but apparently he did because I was fouling everybody. So he had mastered the pump fake. Other guys that come to mind, like I played with Al Jefferson, who wasn't, I don't think he had nearly the resume that Dwayne did, but he also had a pump fake that was just so unique and it had such great timing that even though you knew it was in the scouting report, you always went for it. So he had mastered it.
Roger, what about, you know, you talk about a lot of guys in their final season and taking this kind of, no one takes, you know, these tours a lot. It's Kobe. We've seen now Dwayne. How about the way he's played this season? I mean, he's coming off the bench. He knows his role. He came back for the minimum. Like, you didn't know what to really expect out of Dwayne this season. I've been pleasantly surprised and shocked on how good he's been. He's probably the MVP of this team this year. What are your thoughts on just this final year so far for Dwayne?
I think it's been great. It's been great for the Heat and the younger guys in that locker room to have the vet, to have the guy that kind of sets the tone for you, still be a viable option out there on the floor, still producing. It gets weird when a guy's on his farewell tour and you're still shoving minutes down his throat, but he can't do it anymore. It's been really cool for me to watch. I mean, you know, Dirk and Dwayne are kind of on this, even though Dirk hasn't said unequivocally that he's retiring. And I really didn't know if Dwayne was going to be more in the Dirk mold in terms of what he could produce. But he's been fantastic. It's really been fun to watch. It's been fun to see him on the jersey swap thing. I really enjoy that. And I really think a guy of that caliber deserves his last time around the block to be as a viable threat, a guy that can win a game at any given time. And it means as much to his team as he's used to meaning.
Raja, you've had to defend a lot of the top guys throughout your career, and it was a long career. I always wonder, you ever, for guys that had bad blood with you, because you didn't back down from anybody. Matter of fact, you still don't back down too much. So I'm just wondering, are you good with everybody after all these years, or does some of that stuff still carry over?
No, I think, but you know, at this point, everybody's pretty cool. My first couple years out of the league, there would probably still be some guys that we'd be looking sideways at each other across the bar, like not knowing exactly what was going to pop off. But
right.
I think by now we're all pretty cool. And you know, we cross paths, a lot of us that live in the South Florida area in these youth gyms with our kids, and it's all love. And you know, although I don't speak to guys like D. Wade and them on the regular, I would imagine if I saw them, it would be fine. And D. Wade and I never had any bad blood to start with. But you know, I think with time heals all wounds, Joe. You know how
yeah.
that goes, man.
Yep. No question.
You're a fraternity at the end of the day.
That's right.
Raja, as a defensive guy, do you marvel also at the fact that Dwayne Wade is the all-time shot-blocking two-guard in NBA history? He's not 6'8", he's not 6'7", it's not McGrady, it's not one of those guys. He's a smaller kind of two-guard, and yet he's the all-time shot-blocking two-guard. That's got to be pretty cool for a defensive guy like you.
Yeah, you just kind of threw me for one there. I did not know that stat. When I heard you give all of like his accolades and you said he was three-time all-defensive team, I got a little jelly if I'm being honest. Like I know I couldn't do the offensive stuff, but I was like, hey, he got me on defense too. No, but he, you know, I think all of that stuff is kind of timing. And I mean, he's a phenomenal athlete out of this world, like in terms of what he can do vertically and laterally. But we talked about the pump fake and how that requires this unique like amount of timing. I think shot blocking for a guy our size has something to do with that too. It's not just sheer vert. You've got to really be, you know, calculated and dialed in to when you got to go get it. And, you know, that's pretty cool. I knew he was a great shot blocker, but I did not know he was the all-time leader for two guards. That's pretty cool.
Raja, by the way, how's the high school basketball talent in South Florida overall?
Overall, it's good, Joe. I don't think it's cultivated the same way our football talent is cultivated. We got a lot of great athletes. You know, a lot of guys with great length and range. We haven't focused and really made a grassroots effort to kind of cultivate this basketball talent. As of the last 5 years, there's been a much better push, and so we're starting to put out some really good kids. And it's catching up, but we still got some work to do.
Have you seen that university school team play?
Man, yeah, I've seen them.
Oh, you know,
Vern's a
man.
Friend of mine. Those kids are some studs, man. They're you know, Vern's going to represent the scene next year at Duke, and he's just a silly combination of size, speed, and skill. And Scotty's ultra talented, and we've got some kids over at at American Heritage, kid named Dallas Turner that's going to be really good, and I don't know what Zaire is going to do yet, but we're going to be looking to catch up to those guys. They're fantastic, though.
We got to get Zaire back over there. Just tell him, hey, don't worry, I'm here now. Just tell Dad to come over. We'll get on the same page.
Let him know. That's it. Quickly back to the NBA. You got to vote for MVP. You going Greek Freak or James Harden?
Yeah, I've been with the Greek Freak since the start of the season. He just came out of the gates so hot, and you know, James didn't stumble out, but his team wasn't playing great. So, you know, the wire-to-wire thing with Milwaukee means a lot to me, and I just, you know, I think this guy's like he's got so much room to grow. I know that shouldn't factor into the MVP conversation, but he really has been fantastic all year, led that team, and he's, you know, he fills up every category on your stat sheet. I wouldn't be mad if someone went James Harden, but for me, it's going to be Giannis.
This thing in the East, by the way, and we'll let you run. It's hard. I cannot tell you right now, and Boston's playing terrible basketball for as good as they are, and they're a little banged up right now. Who's the best team in the East to you of these four teams, top four teams?
That's tough. I kind of go back and forth between Toronto and Milwaukee. Since you called me today, yesterday I said Milwaukee, so I'll stick with it. You know, the body of work is there, the sample size. We've got 80 games now. I think that speaks for itself. But Toronto is one of those teams when you add Kawhi to that mix and the way they were playing earlier in the season, you know it's there for them if they can call on it. Philly is a really interesting one. I would put them talent-wise probably ahead of both of those teams across the board. But I think that the additions that they made late you have to factor that in, and you don't necessarily know if they're firing on all cylinders. And I said all year that if you're in the Eastern Conference and you've discounted Boston, even though they've been a train wreck, if you've discounted them in the playoffs, you've made a mistake. Because if they get hot and if they figure it out, they can beat anybody in the NBA. And certainly,
I agree, man.
The Eastern Conference teams.
All right, Roger, real quickly also, anyone beating Golden State in a 7-game series?
Nah, good luck, fellas.
Yeah, okay. I knew that was going to be an easy answer. I figured that'd be the last one.
That's a good way to wrap it up. Good luck, everybody. Coach Bell, man, thank you so much, brother, for coming on. Appreciate it, Roger.
Always, fellas. Thanks.
All right, Roger Bell, former NBA player, host of Cannell and Bell, the podcast, CBS Sports, and Coach Bell as well, American Heritage.
Very open. Hey, don't count.
Got to do it, right?
D-Wade's kid. One more year.
Out there.
One more year if you're out there
one last dance,
man.
One last dance at American Heritage?
I'm here. Things didn't change around here. Come on, man. I'm here. Hey, we got 8 o'clock hour coming up. Eric Reed. He play-by-play.
Awesome seats throughout this 16-year journey of Dwayne Wade, right?
Since day one.
I know.
He's seen them all. He's seen every one of them. He'll join us from Boca.
Radio.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.